This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Colorado commission says the state should coordinate and fund more work to fix and prevent the unequal effects of pollution and climate change. CPR's Miguel Otardo reports.
The commission was appointed last year to find out how to help communities in Colorado that bear the brunt of human-caused pollution. Member Beatriz Soto says state agencies should focus on environmental inequality in future policy.
This is not going to be easy work. It's going to be pricey, especially as we're creating a lot of the cumulative impact analysis.
That analysis could guide the state when it issues project permits, awards grants, or introduces legislation that could affect the environmental health and quality in communities. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
A new site for watching the weather is coming to Denver. For now, the city depends on data collected at Denver International Airport, about 20 miles from the city center. Channel 7's Mike Nelson says that can lead to different weather reporting.
We can get a cold front that slides in from the northeast, and that would mean that it'd be much colder out at DIA than it would be where we're standing right now. Or you can have a storm that rolls off the foothills and dumps moisture here, and it hasn't arrived out at the airport for a couple of hours later.
The new station is near the old Stapleton Airport. Mike Nelson is our guest this morning on Colorado Matters at 9. In downtown Denver, businesses are hurting and residents say they don't feel safe. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports on new steps Denver's leaders are taking on crime.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock joined city, state, and federal law enforcement officials and the Downtown Denver Partnership to announce changes to managing safety and health in the city center. They include hiring 4 new federal prosecutors to take on felons with guns, recruiting 180 new police officers citywide, increasing the number of RTD police at Union Station, and adding social workers. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Metro Denver has a mostly sunny day, a chance for snow tonight, and highs in the 30s. Fort Collins, 38 this afternoon. This is CPR News.